Functional electrical stimulation of the upper and lower extremity is increasingly used, particularly to control distal muscles, such as the finger extensors and the ankle dorsiflexors in patients with spastic paresis. Muscle strengthening, in particular strengthening of an agonist to diminish the consequences of spasticity in the antagonist. Aerobic training for fitness and endurance and task-specific functional training. Use of robotics to perform stretching and movement training. Other devices can be developed for the lower extremity and for the upper extremity.